Hello, and welcome back to another podcast. So, this is another solved murder, and this case is on the Clydach murders, and it takes place in the year of 1999. All the way up until 2018. So, before I get into the story, I want to put out a disclaimer that I mean absolutely no harm to anybody who I talk about in this podcast. This is for educational purposes, and this is just information I have looked up on the internet and I am reading in my podcast. So, without further ado, let's get into the story. The infamous Clydach murders are back in the headlines lately as the case is being re-examined for the third time. David Morris, 57 years old, is currently behind bars for the murder of four people: Mandy Power, her daughters Katie and Emily, and her mother Doris Dawson, were bludgeoned to death at their home in Clydach, near Swansea, in June 1999. David Morris was tried twice for murder after his first conviction was quashed. He is serving a 32-year sentence. Following requests from his defence team, some items are to be examined by independent forensic team. Morris was convicted for a second time in 2006 after 2006 and was initially given a whole life sentence, which reduced on appeal to 32 years. His trial heard he had a sexual relationship with Miss Power and was fueled by drink and drugs when he went on a killing spree in June 1999. Mrs. Dawson, who was 80 years old, was killed as she lay helpless in her bed and the killer lay in wait for the others to return home. Miss Power and her daughters were battered repeatedly with a fiberglass pole which the children used to play with, and Miss Power's body was sexually assaulted. The killer lit fires around the house in an attempt to hide the crimes. Firefighters found the bodies of Miss Power and the girls laid out on the landing where they came to tackle the blaze. Morris has always maintained his innocence, but a bid to take his case to the Court of Appeal was rejected as recently as 2018 by the Criminal Case Review Commission. However, there have been doubts cast over his conviction by those who have studied the case. His legal representatives made a request to South Wales Police in November, following airing of a BBC Investigates programme on the conviction of Mr. Morris, asking for various items of evidence to be released for further investigation by their forensic scientists. The force said it had decided a prominent course of action, which was to appoint an independent senior investigating officer and an independent forensic scientist to oversee a review of the areas referred to by Morris's legal representatives. South Wales Police said in a statement, the decision to carry out forensic review does not constitute a responding or reinvestigation of the murders, nor does it demonstrate any lack of confidence in the conviction of Morris and a subsequent case reviews. Morris was convicted unanimously by a jury on the strength of the prosecution case and independent reviews by the Criminal Case Review Commission, have not yet identified any new evidence. Due to the achievement of forensic technology, we may now in a position to answer some of the questions which have been raised about forensic issues in this case. The force is also requesting material which has previously been forensically examined by the CCRC as part of the new process. South Wales Police said it hoped to the review would help the family of the victims move on and answer the questions posed by others once and for all. Our thoughts remain with the families and those affected by this case, and acknowledge the significant impact he continues to have on them, he added. University lecturer and journalist Brian Thornton, one of the founders of the Crime and Justice Research Centre at the University of Winchester, has studied the Clydach murders for a decade. He said in the announcement was hugely significant. I really welcome to the news that South Wales Police have agreed to carry out an independent review of the forensic evidence, he told BBC Wales. There are so many unanswered questions in this case that need to be addressed. What is required is an open and transparent investigation to finally get the truth on what happened. I believe that what has been announced today could be the start of the process. Morris's eldest daughter, Janine, and his sister, Deborah, point to the fact that no DNA fingerprints or eyewitnesses have ever been found, which put him at the scene. They also claim the prosecution's case has always been based upon circumstantial evidence, although juries at two trials have found him guilty. Now working as a busy mental health nurse, mum of three, Janine, 39 years old, from Swansea, was just 21 when her dad's arrest blew her world apart. She told the Mirror, I just think taking the emotion out of this, there are so many unanswered questions in this case. More than enough for anyone to think that something isn't quite right here. I never believed for one minute that my dad was capable of such violence. It simply wasn't the man he was. There was just no way that it ever possible that he would have been able to commit these murders. Alongside her, Aunt Deborah Thomas, 54, she spearheads the growing fear of Dame Morris' companion for her father's conviction to overturned. The pair are determined to prove his innocence, but they are just determined not to be taken for family members blinded by loyalty. Deborah a disability support worker, said, "If I could say anything to the family of Mandy Power, it would be that we share the pain, but want them to realise the real murders are still working amongst them. They are still out there. They have been lied to for 20 years. They think the right man is in prison, and he's not. We've never made out that my brother's brother is an angel. We're not sticking by him through blind faith. I understand that some people might think, of course, that's what would we do. But for us, there's no way David would ever capable of carrying out this crime. There is no DNA, no fingerprints, and no witnesses that put him at this house." Janine added, "The family are very skeptical of the latest review because we wanted to appoint our own independent forensics expert, and that hasn't happened. But we and our legal team will follow it very closely in the coming months. We have wanted something like this to happen for a very long time, and it is very important that South Wales Police realise people are watching them closely. This has always been a David and Goliath struggle for us, but we're not going to go away quietly. I would just ask that people look at the facts and decide for themselves rather than coming to snap judgments. They have to be careful of blunt lies, like that my dad beat my mother. He never did. It is just simply not true, and yet that is simply accepted as fact. The thing he loves, children. Even before the murders, he would leave the room if a story about children being hurt came on the telly. He could not stand it, and yet here he was being accused of brutally killing two little girls. It just made no sense then, and still doesn't to this day. Of course, he was no angel when he was younger, but it was quite a leap to think he could suddenly kill an entire family. Although Janine and her family are also accurately aware of the impact their companion could have on the family of Mandy Power, who are still convinced Morris is the killer. Last year, Mandy Power's former husband, Michael Power, the father of her two children, broke silence to reiterate their stance. He said, "Both trials ended with the same verdict, which we believe as a family was the right decision." But Janine said, "If I could speak to Mandy's family directly, I would simply say how sorry I am for what they have been put through. It is horrendous what happened to their family and their lives afterwards. But I would like to appeal to them to just dig a little deeper into this case, and please try and understand the arguments we are trying to make. They have gone through the murders, two trials, and now the evidence is being re-examined again. So truthfully, I can't imagine how hard it must have been for them over the years." that is the end of the podcast. Thank you all for listening, and I would like to end it here. So, thank you guys, and next case will be an unsolved mystery or unsolved murder. So, stay tuned for that, and I will talk to you all in my next podcast. Bye.